Southern elephant seals, predictors of the ocean. As a kid, did you ever visit the aquarium and fall in love at the sight of a cute seal? Dr. Christophe Guinet and his team of researchers are living every child's dream, working closely with southern elephant seals in the southern part of the Indian Ocean, off the coast near Kerguelen Island.
We're at the Vancouver Aquarium, and we're meeting with Dr. Guinet to discuss his research. It's a pleasure to be here today, Dr. Guinet.
My pleasure to be with you too.
So, Dr. Guinet, do you mind telling us a bit about the work you're doing?
The work we have been doing on southern elephant seals had two main objectives. The first one was to use those animals to collect temperature and salinity data to observe the southern ocean. The second objective was to investigate the change in number of prey the seals were able to catch according to the oceanographic conditions we were monitoring.
Why were you interested in this field and what motivated you?
I got interested in marine biology as a kid, watching documentaries. In France, we had a very famous person. His name was Jacques Cousteau. He was one of the first person making documentaries about the animal living in the oceans. And I got fascinated.
Dr. Guinet, you were telling us about how you became interested in the field, but I would really love to know, what was it like seeing an elephant seal for the very first time?
Oh, I thought that they were uninteresting animals because I would see them only on land when they were not doing much. At that time, most of my work was focusing on killer whales. For many years, I only considered elephant seals as killer whale prey. And then, about 10 years ago, I decided to start a project on elephant seals because we knew very little about them. Foraging ecology at sea.
What is the difference between the seals we are used to seeing locally and the seals that you followed in your research?
Southern elephant seals are the largest seal in the world. And when we talk large, I mean they're really large. Male will be about 2 tons for length up to 4.5 meters. And the females will be 2 to 2.5 meters and a mass up to 600 kilograms. It is also the most sexually dimorphic mammal in the world.
How can the data you obtained be helpful in exploring the subpolar seas?
When we started that project, the southern ocean was poorly sampled. The main reason is that ocean is very remote. There are very few oceanographic campaigns. And by using elephant seals, we are now collecting about 80% of the temperature and salinity profiles available for the southern ocean. So it's a main contribution in observing that ocean, but also in describing the changes affecting that ocean.
Do you believe that southern elephant seals will eventually replace oceanographers?
I do not, because there are measurements that you can only do from oceanographic vessels. So I do see elephant seals as a complementary to collect information about the southern ocean.
Were you pleased with the results of your findings?
We're very pleased because we are observing things we would have never thought of before. I mean, but also our work helps us to understand all these seals are likely to be affected by environmental change and global warming.
What more research needs to be done in this field?
We have been looking mostly at the relationship between productivity of the ocean and foraging success of the predators. So to address not only the quantity question, but the quality questions. Also, I think we have to advocate for fundamental research. Humans are curious, so the work we are doing are a small contribution to a better understanding of the ocean.
Who knew that southern elephant seals would be such interesting animals? Indeed, these marine animals play a greater role than what meets the eye. Thank you, Dr. Guinet, for answering our questions. It was a pleasure to get to know more about your work. Your research on the seals and contributions on collecting data on the southern ocean will no doubt play bigger roles in the future. Thanks again.